Code Black. You watch Code Black, Sim?
Yes, I do.
Boris Kodjo has a recurring role in Code Black and comes on tonight.
Yeah, it's Wednesday nights on CBS.
Boris, what's up, man?
Morning, Tom. How are you? Morning, everybody.
I'm doing good. Jay's on vacation, and in for Jay is Afion Crockett.
Hi. Hey, you are. That's my man. Hey, Afion.
My man. What up, B?
How you doing?
Yeah, he's often mistaken
man,
for you.
What's I keep that? Telling people we get mistaken for each other all the time in public. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The black dudes that grew up in Germany.
Street, Afion, we like twins. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Because we eat the same thing. That's why. We got the same diet. We work out the same way. That's what happens.
All that, man.
Yeah.
Same body fat percentage, all that, man.
Exactly the same, 3%.
Same jawbone.
Yep.
What's your role in Code Black, Boris?
I play Dr. William Campbell. He's the head of surgery, and he comes in to shakes things up. And, you know, they say everybody hates him, but what I want to call this is he's misunderstood. He's like Kobe Bryant, you know. He's addicted to excellence. You know, he wants people to maximize their potential, so he sort of rides them a little bit harder than usual. But it's a great show. I was a fan of the show before. I'm a great fan of Marsha Gay Harden and Louis Guzman and everybody else. And it's really an amazing show because it's based on this documentary about Los Angeles County Hospital by Ryan McGarry. Code Black means when there's not enough doctors to go around, there's not enough resources for all the patients to come in. That happens about 3 times a year in an average hospital. And in Los Angeles County, it happens 300 times a year.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so that's why it's called Code Black. And so Angels Memorial is the hospital on the show. And it's amazing how every piece of gauze, every bed, the set is the exact replica of the actual place, Los Angeles County Hospital.
Mm.
So I was very excited to be added to the cast because it's high stakes all the time, high drama. It's a great pace, and it's just an amazing cast.
I've dated a Boris. Surgeon in the past.
Oh,
you
have?
You have.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know, right? So there's a certain mindset about these guys, and women, too, but especially the men. And so did you have to get into that? Yeah, they have. They're truly a different type of cat.
Absolutely, because they, I mean, think about it. They're saving lives every single day. They've dedicated their life to other people. And
so they're not nice guys?
Well, they're nice guys. They're nice guys. It's just they're very focused.
Just not a nice date, huh?
Oh, no.
Probably not. I don't know. I mean, I've never dated a surgeon myself. But I speak from, my dad's a doctor. So when I first got the role, I started talking to him about all these medical terms like thoracotomy and all these things that I had no idea what they mean, and he was laughing at me. He said, "You can't be a doctor." I said, "All right."
You are definitely one of the most well-informed actors I've ever heard. Because when most black actors get a job, we'd be like, "Hey, man, I got the check. It's cool." You'd be like, "What's the show about, man? I don't know, but it come on Wednesday night."
And it's for us.
Let's hope it stay on.
Right.
Let's hope it stay on. I need them checks.
That's right. That's right.
No,
I was a fan of the show before I got called to do it. But yes, you guys have to check it out and let me know what you think.
It's
tonight.
Really good.
Tonight at 10 p.m. It's hot.
I'm liking Nicole in Rosewood.
Yep, she's stirring things up in Rosewood with Morris, having a good time. Yeah.
You sound real excited about
that.
Yeah,
real excited. Yeah, all the makeout scenes, all the baby oil stuff they're doing in there. I don't know if that's necessary either.
That's a little tough right there.
Yeah. You know how it goes.
And they dog you out so bad on Real Husbands of Housewives with Kevin Hart and them.
Real Husbands of Hollywood. Yeah.
Real Husbands
but
of Hollywood.
But y'all missed it. Underneath, he said, "I'll get her back." So he got some scenes in mind himself.
No, you know, Kevin is a fool. We all know that. I don't have to tell you that. So we always having a good time. We're going back in April to do that. It's going to be fun again, He's on world tour. He's on world tour.
Yes.
He's about to take over the world.
Last Man on Earth. Phil still next season?
We'll see. Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see what happens.
I love that show.
Yeah, it was funny. Will Forte, he's hysterical.
All right, Boris.
Good job. We'll look for you tonight on Code Black.
My family. Thank you so much, guys.
All right. See you later.
All right, bro.
Bye.